Hey everyone, this is Randy Coggins II, and I am so excited that you are taking a few moments to listen to our podcast. Listen, I want to let you know today that if you can see it, you can have it. I'm going to say that one more time because I want to encourage you today. If you can see it, you can have it. In Genesis chapter 13, verses, let's look at 14, 15, and 16, it says this. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art northward and southward and eastward and westward. Verse 15, it says this, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. It doesn't just say for a day. It doesn't just say for a year. It says forever in verse 15. And then 16, it says, and I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. That verse 15, it says, for all the land which thou seest to thee, I will give it, and to thy seed forever. We are the seed of Abraham. And so the same promise that was given to Abraham that day, for all the land which thou seest to thee, I will give it. So what does that mean? If we can see it, then we can have it. I want to tell you today, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And so I'm telling you right now, I dare you to begin to look at those things. I dare you to begin to see it before you see it. I'm going to say that one more time. My mom used to preach a message and used to be called it, you have to see it before you see it or you never will see it. So today I want to encourage you, whatever it is, whether it's for your job, whether it's for your business, whether it's for your ministry, whether it's for your church, for your family, whatever it is, I want you to begin to see it before you actually see it. Because if you can see it, you can have it. If you can see it in the spirit realm, you can have it. If it's in the materialistic realm or in your reality right now, if it's a house, you go and look at it and you go walk on the property and you see it and it shall be yours. If it's a certain type of vehicle, I dare you to just get pictures of that thing and put it up on your wall and go ahead and believe that you receive it and start decreeing it and declare it. Or whether it's for your ministry, I want you to begin to look at other ministries that are already where you want to be and go ahead and say, God, I see myself there. I see myself on that platform. I see myself doing revivals. I see myself encouraging people. And so today I want you to know, if you can see it, you can have it. Why? Because the word says we can have it. Let's pray very, very quickly. Lord, I thank you for my dear friend listening to this podcast today. And I thank you right now that they are seeing those things that are not as though they already are. And right now in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that every dream, every vision, every goal, it shall come to fruition and it shall begin to happen in their reality, for their family, for their life, for their business, for their ministry, for every area of their life, physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, or financially. It's getting ready to happen in their life. Why? Because they're moving by faith, and we believe that we receive it. Like in Mark 11, 24, we believe that we receive, and it shall be done and it shall be established. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen and amen. Listen, I'm so excited you chose to listen to this podcast. Stay connected with the ministry. Visit randycogginsministries.com. And I'm telling you, God is doing some great and powerful things. I love you. And until next time, always remember, one word from God can change your entire life. I love you. And I'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.